Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, August 26, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned, and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Telvantis Inc. schedules virtual investor call to review first half 2025. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, has scheduled a virtual investor call for Tuesday, September 2, 2025, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The meeting will cover Telvantis' first half-year 2025 performance, strategic initiatives, financial achievements, and capital allocation strategy. Investors can register for the Ambassador Program to attend and submit questions in advance by emailing ir@telvantis.com with the subject line Investor Call Question by August 28, 2025. Telvantis CEO Daniel Contreras emphasized the importance of transparent communication with shareholders and investors, expressing excitement to share progress and engage directly with attendees. Ambitious Oyster Restoration Project underlines Baltimore's initiatives this week. This Week in Baltimore showcases a commitment to community engagement and environmental restoration. The Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative, in partnership with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, aims to cultivate 5 million oysters over the next 5 years in Baltimore Harbor and the Patapsco River. The Great Baltimore Oyster Partnership has already grown over 1.3 million oysters, thanks to community volunteers raising oyster spat in gardens. The city also sees cultural and community development with the groundbreaking of a new library in Park Heights, a $19 million project set for completion in 2027. Mayor Scott presents the Downtown Rise Master Plan on Thursday, inviting public input for downtown revitalization. The week ends with the Skydive for Overdose Awareness event in Churchville, symbolizing overcoming fear and embracing transformation in the face of the overdose crisis.
Cayenne Wellness Center hosts 17th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit. Cayenne Wellness Center is hosting its 17th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit from September 17 to 20, 2025, both virtually and in person in San Jose, CA. The event aims to advance education, advocacy, and awareness for sickle cell disease and trait, welcoming over 100 virtual attendees and 200 in-person participants. The dynamic four-day agenda includes FDA-approved therapies, advocacy, nurse training, and specialized tracks for nurses, patients, and psychosocial considerations. Highlights of the summit include a benefit concert featuring R&B vocalist D.D. Simon, a Scar Stories exhibit showcasing the strength of sickle cell warriors, and a private screening of the documentary You Look Fine. The event will also feature a groundbreaking physician track event where 9 doctors living with sickle cell disease will share their experiences. Learn more and get involved at cayennewellness.org.
The Way of the Holy Grail, the first cultural itinerary that will measure the footprint of love as a worldwide destination. The YEVD International Scientific Professional Congress on Cultural Tourism introduced the Love Footprint in Destination metric, a new way to measure the positive impact of tourism. Dr. Ana Maffei Garcia's innovative concept evaluates travelers' ethical contributions to destinations similar to the CO2 footprint. The Congress, attended by esteemed figures like Governor Javier May Rodriguez, highlighted the importance of purpose-driven tourism. The global network of solidarity, smart, regenerative, and circular routes aims to create a model integrating heritage, sustainability, and solidarity. Dr. Garcia emphasized the need for tourism to leave a footprint of love at destinations. The region-era Tour-IA Cube model, supported by cubes in Benidorm, Altea, and La Nucía, accelerates the transition toward regenerative and circular tourism. These initiatives are set to transform the future of tourism in the 21st century.
DFW Car and Toy Museum offers ideal venue for corporate events. DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth offers an ideal venue for corporate events, with more than 600 five-star Google reviews and rated the number one fun thing to do in the city by TripAdvisor. The museum provides team-building activities like scavenger hunts and slot car racing, making it a perfect choice for businesses looking to boost productivity and growth. Nonprofits can also utilize the museum's meeting space for team-building adventures. With flexible food and beverage options, including access to professional caterers, food trucks, and a finishing kitchen, the museum helps keep event costs down. There is no F&B minimum, allowing clients to stay in control of their budget. The museum can accommodate private events for 50 to 500 people. For bookings and more information, call 817-834-3661 or visit dfparentoymuseum.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.